Let's move on now. Protests are continuing in Cairo's Al-Azhar University despite the Egyptian army's harsh crackdown and mass arrests of pro-Morsi demonstrators. Students have now been demonstrating on the university campus for four consecutive days. Security forces have used tear gas to disperse the crowds. Students are protesting against the army-backed government, the upcoming constitutional referendum, and the ban on the Muslim Brotherhood. Saturday's killing of two students has also fueled anti-government sentiments. Egypt has been witnessing mass rallies since former President Mohamed Morsi was ousted by the army in July. Last week, the interim government designated the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. That decision further intensified the protests. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Egyptian capital. Now, Karim, tell us about the latest situation at Al-Azhar and throughout the country.
Fresh clashes erupted Monday morning between student protesters at Al-Azhar University and the security forces, who have fired tear gas and shotgun rubber pellets to disperse the student protesters demonstrating for the fourth consecutive day the killings of their fellow students and protesting against the army that ousted President Mohamed Morsi. According to the spokesperson of the student union for Al-Azhar University, the security forces have detained seven girl students from the science major faculty, from the science faculty of the, or from the science major, and also according to other students in the University of Zayadis, there has been also dozens of detentions among the there have been also dozens of detentions among the students who have been continuously protesting near almost every day to demand an immediate end to a military rule. And these protests come as part of the week of rage that has been called for by the anti-coup alliance in response to the government's in response to the government's decision to brand the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. And there has been rising anti-government sentiment here in Egypt, since the government took this decision, as it has been condemned both locally and internationally. And the Human Rights Watch has called on the Egyptian interim government to revoke or to immediately reverse the decision, as they have accused the interim, the military-backed government, of taking this decision just to be out of the desire to solely crush a major opposition system, that it was politically driven. And also, many here are denouncing this branding by the military-backed government. And also, they're accusing the government of failing to secure the major or the vital institutions in the country, as there was a bomb and an improvised explosion device that rocked a intelligence facility in the province of Sharqiyah. And many are blaming these terrorist attacks on foreign hands, namely Saudi Arabia and Israel. And many believe that these foreign hands, these foreign countries, are funding such terrorist attacks in an attempt by them to destabilize the country and to drag it into a state of civil war. But tensions are running high here in Egypt, as we speak. The security forces are clashing with the student protesters, who have been demonstrating for the fourth consecutive day, demanding an immediate end to military rule and the release of the students that were detained unlawfully, according to the students, by the security forces. As the students, the spokesperson of the students' union, asserted that these students are peaceful and that they're demonstrating and they're not attacking the security forces. But on the other hand, the security forces is blaming the violence on the student protesters. But the clashes are still continuing.
Okay, Karim, thanks a lot for that.